3. Getting personal. Dialogue 1.
Are you all right, Ethan? You don't seem to be as cheerful as you normally are.
To be honest, Ava, I've just had a really bad day.
What happened?
First, I slept through my alarm and ended up 2 hours late to work.
What did your boss say?
He told me that if I showed up late one more time, he'd fire me. He's so mean.
Oh, that's horrible. Was that the first time you'd shown up late to work?
That was my second time. The first time I was in a car accident.
Is your boss Chinese?
No, he's from Australia. Before I met him, I thought Australians were supposed to be relaxed and easygoing. I had no idea he'd be so fussy about things.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to look for another job. I need to find a boss that is a bit more sensitive and optimistic than my current boss.
That sounds like a sensible plan. Do you want me to help you with your job search?
That's very generous of you. Thanks for the offer.
Don't mention it. That's what friends are for.
Dialogue 2.
I don't know what to do about the people who live in the flat above me.
Why? What are they like?
They're incredibly selfish. They're always up until the wee hours of the night playing their music so loudly that I have to wear earplugs in order to fall asleep.
Have you ever talked to them about it?
I tried to introduce myself to them when they moved in, but they were so arrogant that I didn't want to ever talk to them again.
What did they say?
They both just talk about how great they are all the time.
They sound like the neighbors from hell.
They are. Besides being loud and arrogant, they're also terrible gossips. They're always talking about everybody else in the apartment.
I thought you didn't talk to them much.
I don't, but they talk so loudly that I can hear what they're talking about from my bedroom, and it's not very nice.
What do the other people in your apartment think about them?
Most of my other neighbors are scared of them.
Maybe you should think about moving.
I can't afford to move right now.
Well, perhaps you should have a party and try to get to know them better. Maybe once you get to know them, they'll turn out to be more sensitive.
I think you're being a bit optimistic. If you met them, you'd understand.
Well, I don't know what else you could do then. Do you think bribing them with chocolate would work?